Hey everyone, welcome to the Never Relevant Podcast, an audio commentary podcast where we watch things. I'm your host Patrick, and I'm joined with me tonight my ever-present co-host John. John. John?
Yeah, you're right, I did not like this bit.
Oh wow. My other co-host, Hugh.
Hi, I am here.
And we're joined with a special guest, Joshua. Say hey.
Hey.
He is our teen expert that we bring in on all teen-based podcasts. And Patrick, what are we watching today?
We're watching F the Prom, guys.
Yeah, get excited, everybody.
Be popular. We're going to be popular. We're going to be the best.
This is the guy from Home Improvement?
No. So Joshua, tell me what you know about high school.
I know that you usually spend it with your siblings the whole time, and your mom is always there.
Are you a Lannister?
I also know that you can kind of wear whatever, and there's really no one like around most of the time.
Do you peek at people's nipples? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Joshua, you didn't peek at your siblings and family's nipples?
No, not if I could help it, you know?
That's very strange.
I just want to interrupt here. I'm seeing a lot of fake emojis and,
Oh, wow.
No,
you're
some
right.
of those are real.
Some of them are, but there are a lot of fake ones.
Yeah. I like this narration. It seems very genuine. And like a real conversation that a person would have.
Yeah, so here we are, guys. You know what? I think Hugh and I will be here to tell you about how true to life this teen experience is.
We both have gone to a high school.
Oh, wow. He got that How to Draw Anime book.
Yeah. Man.
I zoned out. Did you reveal that I was homeschooled?
No.
I think that was pretty.
I'm pretty sure you.
Yeah,
I was
homeschooled. So I've literally never set foot in a public high school.
Everyone, the bit is that Joshua is a big nerd and he was a homeschooler, so he doesn't know how to interact socially.
Middle school? What about like elementary school?
No, I was homeschooled all the way from like 5 years old to 18 years
old. Okay, so you would never have. I guess
Holy
like
shit.
Your best friend since kindergarten would be your brother.
My brother probably is up there, though I had other homeschool friends.
Oh, like a sister.
Oh, bro!
Classic freshman dunk.
Sexual assault is funny, everybody. Don't ever forget it.
A teen boy who wears white underwear. Very realistic.
Did that happen to you guys?
No, I was the person that did the pantsing because
I was
a super awesome bro.
Again.
Don't you ever disrespect me like that again, Joshua.
Again, who wears pants that loose?
Yeah, I learned that you should be wearing a belt at all times.
Oh,
by the time I was like 10.
We're seniors now, boys.
Haha, we all remember this one thing that happened at the beginning that only probably 20 people saw.
Hell yeah, that's some dialogue.
Oh, I thought he was just imagining it. Like, I literally could not imagine a person saying those words.
Oh, hell yeah, it's our team, our school cheer squad, the Legals.
Is that,
Yes, it is.
Okay, cool.
Welcome back to the Riverdale podcast.
Yeah.
Man, I really enjoy... I like that everyone is very visibly upset by this. That actually is really a good touch, where it's just like, everyone is just like, this is... We're in high school, but this is very awkward.
Again, no comments from you guys about the fact that the cheer squad's name is the Legals?
I was trying to come up with something like, it's good they're letting us know or something like that, but it's none of it's good.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's already really rapey, so we're back into 13 Reasons Why, where we've got to kind of like let the show be bad enough that we can start actually making fun of the rape, and it's like we're not there yet.
the big P.
Did y'all not call it the big P at your school, Pat?
We called it the big D, as in the big date.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Ours, we just called it the BBC for big black cock. But, you know.
Wait, what were they coughing? Well, we got a YouTuber on scene.
Is that a YouTuber?
This is Lily Singh, a style YouTuber / comedy YouTuber.
Man, she's really showing both of those qualities about herself.
Jeez, this girl is just trying to climb onto this boy.
From what I understand, that is what happens at public school. It's just people having premarital sex all the time.
What is going on?
Like, people don't actually talk with
is
that
this
cadence.
His girlfriend?
People don't talk with this cadence. This isn't a real, like, sound. Like, that's not how people talk. Also, this is not a value judgment, but this male character is very obviously not straight. No, he's not. My gaydar is pinging.
Oh my god, did you guys see?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I was talking over this.
Who needs to pay for porn? Okay, I feel like that first one would be breaking dress code.
That also would. Yeah. This acting, it feels like I'm at a bad stage production.
It really is a lot.
That is all it is. This is just bad stage acting.
This feels like a weird sitcom.
Yeah, it does feel like there should be a laugh track.
Yeah.
Just to fill up some of the dead air.
You know what it feels like? It feels like a YouTube skit.
The camera work certainly feels that way.
Oh yeah, this was made by YouTubers, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. But they don't make skits, they just make react videos.
That's a catchphrase.
I feel like they should not be in they should be like in the back of the library trading hand jobs or something. Like, this is not my when you see weird fucking people like this that everybody hates, they just like glom onto each other. And like, because I remember something like that happening in my school where like two kids like that got caught just all over each other in the library. And everyone was like, wow,
amateurs.
This is not going to fix your problem at all.
What a bunch of amateurs.
It got much worse for them.
Oh my god.
Someone like heard that lingo once and they're like, that's yes, okay, good. That's good. That's a teen thing. What other teen things can we put in here?
You riling
on me right now?
They did a really good job of making Cheryl Blossom look like she's 12 years old in this.
Yeah.
Well, she actually does look extremely young. We got a question of what it is to be legal.
What? Pat, wait, what did you just say?
We have to question, like, oh, is it barely legal? Is it because they are of age?
I assume it means, hey, guys, if your wife catches you, she at least can't send you to prison over this. I assumed that was the implication.
You gotta be 18 years old to be on this cheer squad, or 17 in Texas.
LOL. Right.
Or 14 in Alabama.
Is the age of consent in Alabama really 14?
It's like that's like the state age of consent, but they follow the national age of consent of 18.
Damn.
Pidge, is that a thing? Is that real?
I'm getting some flashbacks to Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That handled the chaos of high school so much better in like the 5 minutes than this has in however long.
I don't know. I think
been.
I'm kind of on Cheryl's. What is he? Is that a mannequin? is that a mannequin of that man?
They had to get a mannequin double in for that because he saw the script and he was like, no, thank you.
Oh.
You know, one day Tim brought in a saw that was actually like 18 saws taped together, and that taught me the lesson of staying away from saws.
That's not a bad line, actually.
I feel like everyone is reading off of teleprompters. everyone's...
Hugh, when you were in high school, did you guys do like an annual skit show between the grades?
Yes, and nobody went to it.
It feels like that. It feels like going to one of those.
Yeah, I went to an improv thing because I was dating a girl in improv once.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was not great.
Hugh.
Yeah, I'm not proud of that fact.
Marissa!
Wow, they look so into each other in all of those pictures. Holy shit. But yeah, like everyone seems to be surprised by the lines that they're having to say.
I know the one thing parents care know is hey. Are they popular? Ooh, what was that Godzilla?
Alternative rock music playing.
He's got like a wow. Oh, it's all just a tablet. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He's doodling some more anime.
That guy is playing with fire. He could have been masturbating vigorously. if I ever have a son, I am knocking before I go in that fucking room. That's for sure.
What?
Son, can I be there when you put it in?
And just remember all those times I brought women home and you got to watch. Just remember how I did it. That's all you got
to
do.
Guys, I just got to hear Down to Clown used unironically in a piece of media.
Is it? I mean, okay, Pat. I'll let you have that one. I feel so bad for that actor.
What, did they get like David Lynch in to consult? I want a real Twin Peaks vibe to this dad.
I don't normally feel bad for actors, but this guy,
the dad or the son?
The dad. No, fuck the son. He like he's made his bed.
I thought you could say like I would feel very uncomfortable if I was a teen and an adult was just like, you're gonna get laid. You want to get laid,
I'm sorry,
right?
Pat. None of this is real. I can't like act like this is related to any real event that's ever happened.
Well, I mean, it's happened because they were in a room and he had to say those lines.
This guy.
Girls plus
oh
prom
my God.
Equals fucking peach.
Put your penis in her butt. Put your penis in her butt. Anal. That's what prom stands for. The big A.
Going to prom equals going to the grocery store and getting a peach and an eggplant.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, grocery store because they're going to eat that booty like groceries. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love just getting, like, a bag of celery and carrots and then eating it like a booty.
Girl, I'm gonna get in your butt like a bag of chips. Nom 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 nom. Is that what he's
crunch,
saying right now?
Crunch, crunch, crinkle, crinkle, crinkle.
I like that they act like as soon as they leave like high school, they're just gonna die. I love that concept.
They get
that,
put down.
Well, like that's the concept that fucking Hollywood like puts into people's heads for some reason in like with these movies where it's like, yep, soon as school's over, I mean, high school's over, you're
they got like, a lot of teen stuff. Do they want to
as
sell
soon as
you.
High school's over, your life becomes infinitely better because you have like all of the freedom in the world. Like, how the fuck is it bad for high school to be over?
Those are the days of our lives, man. You know, it's like...
No.
Are they talking about...
Wait, are they talking about anal?
I think they were talking about Full Metal Alchemist.
Fuck.
Wait, seriously?
We know he's really...
You watch Brotherhood. That's a good Photoshop.
That was a good line.
That was a good Photoshop to do on your phone.
Oh, she did.
High school is very Kafka-esque. Dude, imagine just you keep texting like, hey, here's a video of me and your ex having sex, just slapping it, because you won't answer my texts. Oh, Hugh, this is the eponymous line.
Oh my god. What?
Yeah, doesn't that make sense, Joshua? Doesn't that line totally read? That scans, right? Why is this not like just this guy going like, man, I'm so uninterested in this conversation.
No, we paid an outside artist to do these.
Yeah, let's not get crazy.
Ooh.
And she's like, but I never gave you head. How do you remember?
Oh my god, I was thinking the same thing.
What is... Okay, I take back everything. This kid is acting very much like a teen.
No, they bike raced.
He's like an idiot and doesn't know how to flirt.
I really like that they just had a bike race, but also they're not sweaty.
They just do that much cardio. Wow, this is a terrible shot.
Hashtag
oh
cul-de-sac.
My god. That looked so bad. Fuck. I put it on the internet, but I don't want people to see my stuff.
Is that how you delete an Instagram?
No, it's super difficult. Because they don't want you to delete it. Like every other piece of social media.
The whole school saw my penis.
That'd be really funny if that was the reason why he did that. It had nothing to do with what the fuck he just said. He's just got like gross dick pics on there.
It's literally the
wish
reason.
The legals would sit on this. Ha ha ha. Like, why would people harass him this much?
To be fair to these bullies, it is very strange that he wears briefs.
Is this actually a for real thing?
No, no, Joshua.
What, you didn't
no.
You didn't prostrate at the feet of the popular kids in school, Hugh? No. I think we know where your social strata was.
Yeah, I wasn't very popular in high school. That's accurate.
Yeah, you got to know who to give, like, you need to, like, bow to... what kind of offerings to give, when to give your extra marinara sauce on calzone day.
I don't know. At one point in my life, in my high school life, I was hanging out with this very dangerous goth girl, and she was a total bitch to everybody that fucking talked to
us. So it's like the girl
us.
From earlier in the movie.
Yeah, but she didn't want to fuck me, so... And I couldn't pick that up.
Mm.
Whoa, man, she got through two out of three of those okay and then hit crippled hard.
She did not really get out of the second one okay.
She said transgender.
No, she said transsexual kids.
Oh, sorry.
Which is a term.
It's better than other terms, Patrick.
You know what? She could have said some way worse things.
Yes. I'm not going to pat her on the back for it, but, you know.
Do you think they're going to say the name of the movie?
Oh, absolutely.
What's this movie rated?
Netflix.
PG.
Oh, man. Because I think Ocean's Whatever taught me that you can say one fuck word in a PG-13 movie. So
yeah, you can.
Oh, you didn't know that before?
You get one fuck now.
You get one fuck, but it depends on the context of the fuck.
Also, you can show side boob.
Yeah, you can't say...
You can't use fuck in the sense of sex.
Yeah, you can't use sexual fuck. You can do like fuck or fuck or fuck. But you can't go fuck.
Yeah.
There's a lot of nuance in that, in what I just said, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Everyone, please be impressed.
Cap subtitles? I believe she said yas.
Yeah, can we get some A's in there?
Yeah.
If
this is like just like how it's spelled surgeon, like the profession, when it should have been like S-I-R-G-I-N.
Yeah. If it had said that, I would have actually been like, all right, not good, but sure. I don't know. Girl in yellow seems much more attractive to me than this boring-looking human being.
I'm the resident country girl. I'm a cowboy.
Why are there people just, like, hanging around?
Get what? It?
No.
The Breakfast Club? He was dressed like the guy from The Breakfast Club?
Was he?
Oh, were they all dressed like the kids from The Breakfast Club?
There was a kid and a wife beater.
Okay, well, he did The Breakfast Club fist in the air.
Why?
Cole needs to get a knife.
Yeah, that would have been good.
If he just pulled a knife on this kid right now, like, his problems would be fixed.
Is he a cross-country person? Because he's way too thin to do anything but that.
What is her name? It can't be City.
Stad?
No, her name is her last name is Stuffed, but her first name is like...
Wait, her last name is a sex pun?
No, it's Stuff. This is also not school appropriate.
So Joshua, there like is actual school like news channels or whatever, but everybody doesn't watch it.
Hugh?
What?
Did you just miss that line?
What? I'm sorry. What was the line?
It's only statutory if you get caught.
What?
I'm sorry that I talked over that, everybody. Hey, everybody, I'm going to let you know right now. It's also statutory if you don't get caught. Please do not rape people.
God, how is there this much navels in a high school?
You can see her fucking shoulders too.
Oh my god.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
If I was a parent, I would be at this a fucking PTA meeting blowing this shit up.
God. They sent nudes. Does she know that's child porn in this instance?
Yeah. But her hair's not even that good. Like, look at her hair.
What?
Okay.
Hey, Hugh. Next time you post an episode of the podcast, I'm just going to comment, delete it, fat.
You know what? That's fine with me, Patrick. What a crime. Wow, I'm surprised that she can use the word awry correctly in a sentence.
Isn't it still?
Does that matter?
Yeah, she didn't change anything.
Yeah, does it matter that much? Like, the guy cheated on you and you're not dating him anymore. Does it?
Pidge.
Why are they calling each other Pidge? No. What does that even mean?
Is it pig bitch?
Yeah, I think they can't say bitch, which you know what? Fine. But
no, because high school kids call each other bitch, Patrick. Is she laughing?
She reflect. I think she means her pee bounced back and hit her.
I don't think that's what that means at all.
I think it means.
Sorry, I was very distracted by Cheryl Blossom saying, "Now listen to me, my urine hit the water," and then proceeding to let us hear it.
Pat, please put your pants back on. Why are
there's
they...
a lot of important
is
audio
work
going on that we're missing out on.
Is this rebellion? I can't tell. Is he trying to be like, check it out, I'm fucking two chicks at once. Is that what this is? Because, like, there was a way better Emma Stone movie about this.
Good Times with Cole. Loving it.
Wait, so she's acting like she's in a...
No, they're planning to take down the prom, I think.
Did we miss, like, a key planning stage in which they explain their actions?
Actually, it's been pretty unclear of what their endgame is with prom. Again, with the navel, with the midriff.
With the lace arms.
I think you could get away with that.
Also with, again, her terrible hair.
No, you can also get away with that.
You can get away with it, but me sitting... I mean, terrible, strong, but... Like, people acting like she's got the best hair ever. No. No.
Damn.
Oh, no. Oh,
the joke is here that this kid's Jewish.
Oh, fuck. This.
Oh, my God. Are we in an ocean? Is this Ocean's 9? We're making the team.
What the fuck?
What?
Hey, everybody. Little something about me. Don't really like.
Do you know that they're not supposed to eat it?
That's not true.
Hell yeah. Nothing's funnier than anti-Semitism. What?
I get that this is like...
intentionally
over the top,
no.
But it's just way too much. You think that's giving it too much credit?
Did we just witness a hate crime?
Yeah. Hey,
Larry,
Pat, look, it's
AKA
you.
AKA Sweats.
It's Fat Patrick.
This is Sweets.
No, I literally thought when his nickname was Strings, he would be like, this is the guy with all the connections.
Yeah, I thought so too. I love the fuck out of that line. I'm sorry.
That's not what a sweat stain looks like.
What happened?
It's like his skin is squirting water. I mean, yeah, he should go to a doctor.
Yeah, like this is a condition.
Abby, aka Tig?
Oh. What's wrong with her eyes?
Oh, it's when she was a normie. Wait, did they get nudes leaked?
Are these guys supposed to seem like tough or cool?
What does Tig mean? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Hold up, I gotta find my phone. I gotta go on Urban Dictionary to find this out. I gotta figure out what the kids are talking about.
Wait, there's a
I think
boy,
that one's actually offensive.
There's a boy named Emily, and they felt like, no, we got to come up with a funny nickname because, oh, Emil, okay. But why wouldn't they just call him Emily? These teachers look like they're like trying to get the fuck out of the room as fast as possible.
I really hate how many of the YouTubers I recognize in this fucking thing. I don't. I'm actually very upset about learning what TIG is.
What is it?
What is it?
Hey everyone. I just want to know that I don't promote insulting people with these, with this kind of slang. It's very rude and it sucks. It means it's short for TIG all bitties.
But she doesn't have. Wait, what? But that. What? One, she does not have big tits. Two, that is not an insult. Three, like, why would you... How is that something that, like... Oh, my God. I get that it's awkward and all that shit, but, like, it's not something that, like, a bully would say and that a bunch of people would then chant.
None of this is things a bunch of people would chant. People don't generally chant.
Strings, strings, strings. Strings isn't even easy to chant. Strings is very no. difficult to chant.
And it's also like, why the fuck would you just like do a bunch of lazy anti-Semitism? What? Oh, I missed this guy's thing.
What's well, now it's lazy homophobia.
Yes, he's gay.
Really?
This is so like, it would actually be so much worse.
Wait, why
like
is
it would be people
the...
like screaming slurs at him, and like probably like keying his car and shit like that.
Yeah, where's like the where's the like wait here's.
You can tell they're gay because they have swooped hair.
So does he.
That's how you know.
No, I mean, it's a...
Okay, you know what? This is close. That... Oh, but
yeah,
they made it a
bad.
Weird visual gag.
Yeah, this is...
Like, I mean, this is way too expensive of a prank, though.
Yeah.
Wait, what the fuck? Are we supposed to be laughing?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't understand.
But why don't the other gays like him?
Because he's a jock.
Why would that matter at all? Oh man, you know how gay men hate men that are muscular and, you know, are talented at things. Mm, they're so judgy. They only like artsy fartsy shit. The fuck is this movie?
The worst
Wait,
part
so
of
all-
this. Is
all
that...
four of them just showed up in order to tell them no.
Yeah, everyone,
classic teen move.
In this universe, we know that everyone has a fucking phone.
You know, the thing that's really frustrating about this is that, to me, is that, like, TIG is not a bad nickname in a vacuum.
Like, right, like, it's not something that you... That you would, like, use to, like, ridicule and, like, make someone, like, to break someone down.
Like, until ha-ha. You know it's... No, I don't mean, like, in what it means. I just mean on its own.
It's calling someone TIG?
Yeah, like, hey, TIG, what up?
Yeah.
Like, that sounds kind of badass until it's, like...
Yeah, because you're probably talking to Tigger. You're like, yo,
oh,
Tigger.
TIG old biddies, huh? Okay. Because her nudes got leaked to their whole school.
I feel like they couldn't get away.
This is kind of offensive.
Does this dude just have Tourette's?
No, because he refuses to speak because he has his voice is pitchy.
But like, look at her. Like, the name doesn't fit.
No, he carries a bucket around with him.
I fucking hate this. I'm not a big fan of Game of Thrones or anything, but man, this is bad.
What is her name?
Who?
Is her name City Stuffs?
Why would gay people be upset with you being kind of straight? You two definitely belong together. Did you say you're too femme for me?
Fat.
What the fuck is going on here?
It's really weird how this movie's been very pro calling people fat.
Like, that's the last thing they've got. Like, that and making fun of Jews. Haha, Jews. You idiots with your hats.
Oh, get it? The principal's actually obsessed with being in high school.
Oh, is this a slutty lady from...
This is the principal.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so mad at us for not talking over this.
Why? I ever since she said it's not statutory if you don't get caught, I don't want to ever talk over her lines. Like, what other gems of advice does she have to give us?
I do need to know how this world works, and she's going to provide that knowledge.
What else is not a crime if I don't get caught? Is if I punch someone in the dark, is it not a crime?
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
what
is that on the wall? Is that forks? Does she have a bunch of bedazzled forks on the wall? They look like some sort of claw hand.
Let me see.
It's on the wall to the right of them.
I think one of the worst parts about this movie is that it's like halfway trying to make a statement, but it really can't decide on what the statement is.
Well, yeah, and then it's halfway trying to be like, look at all these hilarious high school gags. Like, don't you remember, this is how high school was? And it's like, not at all. At no point was it ever like this. No one is ever this mean. Like, people can get mean in high school, totally. And people can be ignorant, but not in, like, such a large group. Like, you don't see everybody be just openly racist. Did I just do it again? I'm sorry.
Did she just make fun of deaf people?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that definitely was what that was.
That's definitely what that voice was.
All right.
Yeah, man. Again, I stand by my, we should never talk over this lady.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Hey Joshua,
you
cray cray, it's selfie time.
Please, why is...
This is what you missed out on, buddy.
Yeah, don't you wish that you went to high school now?
You cray cray. I would have seen you in the halls and been like, you cray cray, Joshua, selfie time, and then we would have taken a selfie.
And then the teachers would have all gotten their phones out and
Does
been like,
some
yeah,
Dragon
I love
Ball
it when...
fan art on the wall? What is that? Is
wait,
that like...
Wait, what?
Oh...
No,
yeah,
it's
that's,
not.
That's...
You're so talented. OC, do not steal.
Actually, that's like my that Hellscene line. RP character.
I don't... I hate all of this. Like, why are there just like two pages of a comic on the wall? Like, is he making a comic? Is that what they're trying to say?
I'm just waiting for there to be like thumping coming from the ceiling because his dad is crawling through the vents.
Oh, exactly.
That joke would be too good for this movie.
Yeah. Like, instead, I just like want him to come in and check a teddy bear with a camera in and go like, did you fuck her? I'm going to need this for later.
That's much more a joke that would be in this movie.
Yeah. Just like, oh, god damn it.
True. Damn. What is that on the wall?
Like a million.
Why is, like, this romantic music playing?
Like, this is so unearned. Like, what has happened that has made her go, like, oh, I like this guy now?
Like, I don't think... Does she even like him?
No, but, like, she's acting like it. Like, if you told me that he was going to kiss her right now and then they're going to fuck hard on the bed...
I mean, that's what the music's
you.
Trying to tell us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and then she's kind of, like, leaning into it and kind of there.
his dad's in the background on a keyboard just making this happen.
No, he's just pumping pheromones into the room, just like,
we hey, just
you guys,
down
you guys need
where...
any beers? You guys need any beers? I got extra.
Damn, we just need a movie following this dad.
He just drops a bunch of condoms on the floor, like, oh, I don't need those.
No, he's just... It's Full Metal
Wait,
Alchemist.
Wait, so they are
they
actually
were
talking
about
they, oh my Full God. Metal Alchemist.
Oh my God!
Oh
no,
my
it doesn't.
It,
Brotherhood
God.
Is just following the fucking manga.
Well, you said the original Full Metal. They're talking about anime only.
Oh, wow. So they're obviously fucking idiots.
Okay, one, don't start out on Full Metal Brotherhood because it skips, like, the entire first arc.
Yeah, you need to watch, like, the first 10 episodes of the original Full Metal. Then you go and watch Brotherhood.
Or just keep watching Full Metal.
No,
Full Metal's better.
I prefer the original.
Yeah, same.
It's so bad. It's so much worse.
The ending's a lot better.
The ending is not. The ending is so... It is not good.
What, you don't like that he gets sent to, like, World War II Austria?
He goes to World War I Austria, and no, I don't like that. It's very boring.
It's a promposal.
How did he have time to make that?
Guys, how do you rate that prom proposal?
I don't know. I wasn't into it. And then he did the twirl, and I was like, oh, wow. This really worked well for him.
Prom? Okay, this is absolutely not school appropriate.
Holy shit.
I am big on the jacket, though.
Look, she's got
it.
Yeah,
on the jacket.
Definitely.
Yeah, the jacket's very good.
The Look, jacket's extremely good.
She's working she's working after school, so she's got to come in her outfit, her uniform. All right.
God. Also,
Jesus, you.
What?
Oh, the Breakfast Club kid's back. How did you get this number?
New phone. Who dis?
Wait, why is she all gothy? I don't understand how, like, her nudes getting leaked turned her into gothness. Did they explain that and we just missed it?
Ever? What?
Kind of, no, he's saying that like isn't... he's a super Hasid, so he can't.
Yeah,
like,
I was gonna say he's extremely orthodox to the point that I don't think he would be in a public high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also,
now
like...
he's a good candidate for homeschool. Unlike some people in this
He would already be like studying under a rabbi at this point.
This is very strange. But look at this selfie.
Like, I'm surprised he's not just eating latkes or something. Like, they just can't help but make him, like, the biggest caricature. Like, are they going to show a poster of him? Like, oh my God.
God, go to the principal's office and get a coat. Just get a big winner's coat.
How is she intimidating?
How did you get her all the way to this closet? Also, what about his college art show?
Are you high?
Are you high?
Listen, I made a stock chart to demonstrate all this.
Wait, why are people all of a sudden liking him? Just because, like, he showed some mediocre art on Instagram for 30 seconds?
No, no, because he's hanging out with Maddie.
Man, I can't wait for the moment of, like, where she's got to decide, does she want popularity or does she want him?
I really want this kid's dad to show up and be like, yo, yo.
I feel like she's supposed to be the bad character, but I'm kind of rooting for her because it sounds like that girl was a real bitch to her. I'm sorry, Pidge.
Hugh.
What?
There's nothing sexier than a woman coming up to your ear and saying, let me take off those tidy whities.
I don't know. Like, 17-year-old me would be into that.
Did you guys catch that he's such a nerd that he doesn't know what the word pass means? Because it has anything to do with basketball?
Oh man, wow, what a nerd.
Wait, does he think, wait, did she think it only has something to do with basketball?
No, he said pass and she said you can't pass and he said or shoot the ball, whatever, as though like he doesn't know what it means in any context.
Well, the word pass is so rarely ever gets used in other contexts. I
also
can see why
yo, shout
confused.
Out to that Hawaiian two piece. Oh, never mind. Oh, go to the principal's
no.
office. Midriff.
Oh no. And then you sent a bunch of bad texts to me about how y'all were fucking.
It's just
or
like,
something.
Listen, I killed your cat by mistake. You don't get to be mad. I shot your parents by mistake, Hugh. You can't just hold over my head.
All right, Pat, we can go to prom and do anal. You've convinced
Quick,
me.
Quick, call your dad.
My dad paid for everything, but just so you know, there's cameras everywhere, so we really got to sell it.
Joshua, I just stabbed your sister 18 times. Don't let this mistake get between us. It was just one mistake. I just stabbed the stabbing 18 times. It was one mistake.
Wow, she really burned you on that one, huh?
I'm a scene kid.
Yeah, she's very obviously seen. What the fuck?
Wait, you're not emo?
What, she fucked Kane?
Also, he's literally your most recent boyfriend.
Hey, we're getting some very important backstory
here. Oh, wow, this hair.
Oh, God.
Definite step up. Oh, it was the era of bows. You know they're younger because they all have bows in their hair.
Yeah, I remember that. I used to wear a bow in my hair back when I was like 15.
Also, wait. Why is it costs and not legals?
Wait, what?
Look at their uniform.
Oh.
Yeah, well, because they're not legal yet, Pat.
Oh,
that's
my
the junior cheer squad.
Oh my fucking God. Is that it?
Yeah. I'm not making a joke right now. I legitimately believe that that is the reason.
So is that not the name of their cheer team?
No, it is. That's the name. That's their team. That is the team name.
Yeah.
Because all the guys on the basketball team. Yeah, exactly. But if you're a girl, you're not allowed to wear legals until the teachers can pass you around without going to prison for it.
What? Oh, I'm just crawling all over your body.
I feel like everyone at this school is just like on edge waiting for a reason to just laugh
also,
at other
absolutely
people.
No way would it be that easy to get tissue out of a bra under the shirt from the bottom. To be fair, this girl's hair was very terrible back then.
Yeah, she kind of had it coming. You're right, Pat.
Yeah. Like, she's definitely stepped up.
Yeah, I don't know. She kind of embraced a lot of
like
good things about herself.
Okay, so is Cole supposed to be dating Maddie, or is he supposed to be dating Stuffed?
Hang on, I have to call attention to their technical drawings here.
Yeah. Thank you, Joshua.
Did they get them printed like that? Like, why is this necessary?
Because
did you guys
just meticulous.
Catch this Jewish joke, though?
No, I didn't.
It's Shabbos, so he can't use any electricity after sundown.
What kind of extreme fucking, like...
That's still extremely orthodox.
Yeah, well, no, I know, that's what I'm saying, is that, like, he would have to be, like, so extremely orthodox to have all of these rules apply to him. This is so stupid.
Damn. You know, in reality, it would be over the... It would be a little bit lower. Yeah, everyone.
Pass the child porn around. Implicate everyone.
Wait. Didn't they just have a bit about how this is wrong and bad?
Don't worry about it.
Oh no, they're gonna call her Tig.
Now Tig's like, the other M's gonna be Tig's now, and I'm just gonna be Abby.
Haha. Later, losers, I like the prom now.
So, Joshua, here's the thing that's like really baffling about prom. About mm-hmm. this movie's depiction of prom. It's literally
a gangbang.
Oh, shut up.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Inappropriate touching.
This is inappropriate.
Hey, everybody.
Her face.
My name's Hugh Putman, and if anybody touches you in your bathroom, bathing suit.
Oh my god, he did it!
It happened.
He's got to be the best.
Wait.
I just wanted to go up to Mutie and be like, hey, man, I'm sure Sweaty over here would love
okay,
you.
Okay, wait. Can we just, like, savor the, hey, if you want to hang out, Maddie, I can get you guys beer.
What? He's just being a cool dad.
We don't really need to savor it because we joked about it earlier.
Yeah, before it even happened.
We didn't joke about it. We were prophetic about it. We prophesied.
Do you think that his mom isn't in the picture anymore because, like, he was trying to do some cool teen shit and it like killed her or something?
Like he was skateboarding and then he kickflipped her head off.
Yeah, she died in a tragic teen related accident.
He's like, they don't call it shredding for nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Joshua, here's something I want to clear up about this movie's very confusing depiction of prom.
Uh-huh.
It is just a chance to hang out with your friends.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I went to homeschool prom.
So. Right, imagine that, but you could have more friends than
I did.
Than
I did not go to prom.
And your mom.
I stayed home and enjoyed my night.
Oh, you didn't go to prom?
No. And everyone was trying to get Jeez. Me to go to prom, and I was like,
"Oh
nah.
Wow, I gotta rethink about this podcast, this whole podcast."
There they go. Okay, do we think the dad's gonna be in this scene or no?
Oh, I think he's just got a mirror under the door, just enjoying the fuck out of it. He's like, "God damn it, I wish I was you."
I guess they're gonna ruin the prom for everyone.
I mean, I think that's their plan, yeah.
Is that
yeah,
not the
I
premise
love,
of this movie?
I love seeing people having a good time and being like, nah, that ain't it. What is your game plan? She just kissed you.
No, she asked him to do it, right?
Yeah, they want him to so that then they can go there and set her up perfectly.
Oh.
But now she doesn't get to go to the prom with this boy she thinks she likes.
God. Shout out to getting Al Borland on set for exactly like 2 hours for these two scenes.
No. No.
I like that one.
I don't think
you
his
seem,
lines are bad. I just feel bad.
Two.
Like, every time I see him on screen, I just feel bad.
He got paid. He got paid, and he did not have to stand up from this couch.
You know what? You're right. He got to sit down for everything, which is kind of the best way to work. So, whoever his agent is did a great job. His face kind of looks sad at the end of that line.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're cool. Didn't he host The Price Is Right for a little bit?
Yeah, he did a good job.
He hosted a game show.
He's hosted. Well, he's been a guest host. No, he hosted a Family Feud for quite a while.
Wait, okay. Did someone just shout from outside the room at how they were weird?
I hope so.
Oh, I bet it was.
This is these.
Is
this
these
two? This is her parents.
Yeah. I know it absolutely is not their parents, but...
Wow, they were real, like...
Damn, we just had this humiliating event, so let's get married and see and stay together for 30 years.
How much does your entire school hate you that they all get together and play a prank on you at prom like that?
I feel like for actual high school, you would have to be the shittiest person.
No, exactly. Like, you can't be the... Because, like, what'll happen is people are like, yeah, fuck that guy. He's a weirdo. He sweats a lot. But whatever. Let's go back to talking about fucking Bakugan or whatever. Like, this shit, it's like, no, that guy? Yeah. No, he hit a dog and laughed about it later. Fuck him. Like, that would be what, like, you would have to do to make people, like, legitimately, like, yell at you like this.
Okay, he seriously really never bad. Stood up from that couch that entire scene.
I'm very proud of him. This guy is doing a terrible Jewish accent.
Like, it's really
Wait. Hang on. She called him Uncle.
Because yeah, that's his. That, if you look at the sign, that's his name. Uncle Moshe.
Oh, Uncle okay. Moshe.
What is this?
I don't understand it.
I don't understand that.
I feel like it's very unsanitary for him to carry a sweat bucket everywhere he goes.
I do not like sweat. Nice.
This Great. Feels extremely Guys, inappropriate. Legal.
Very necessary.
Yeah, I don't think
that was such a necessary scene for this movie.
This was an extremely. We had to see all of
it. Oh, that. Wow. Hey, congrats on committing a felony.
Yeah, I love assaulting people.
Yeah, this is so much fun. This is ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha. I hope you're going to get skin cancer.
This is great.
Oh, shout out. Son ambulance and cursive posters on the wall. Oh, wow. Like, he really likes the band Cursive.
I don't know what any of these are.
They're
Sorry,
they're two bands. They're two, like, Cursive's not like an emo band, but they're like kind. They're almost there. Did you guys catch that gag? Muti doesn't even text words, he only does emojis.
Oh.
That's depressing.
Oh. We Has she not seen a mirror?
Wait, why is she acting like this is a real relationship, though? I thought she was just using him, and that was the point. Oh, it's the king and queen thing. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, but I was trying to figure out, like, why she cares. Seriously not looked in a mirror?
I mean, Skype has a preview.
Mm-hmm.
His dad bursts through the window.
Yeah, his dad with a flashlight.
You hear like footsteps running down the hallway.
they said fuck.
Yep, that was the one.
What a great use.
Imagine if this movie was R. Like, we got to the end and it was like rated R and be like,
oh, you don't mean like they didn't change anything? It just happens to be R for no reason.
Yeah,
that I would like that a lot.
It's
I'd
like
be very
this
happy
very
about
tipped
that.
Thing where they're saying Pidge.
Yeah.
Hard R. All because of that statutory
that,
line.
That guy! What is the issue?
Wait, how did this happen? Did we miss, like, a whole plot line?
I don't know. I feel like there are three or four scenes that we did not see.
Yeah, when did she decide to flip on the plan and call?
I think we'll have to check out the deleted scene.
I thought
really
that the tension was that they like were gonna do this big heist, not that like they planned it and then turned it around.
Well, no, just her. She's abandoning the plan.
But do we know what the plan is?
What was that that we just witnessed?
That must have been a cameo.
It had to be. It had to be.
That is not a. That is. He looks like oh, hey, rage monster up a thermal.
And you could
poster.
Be out. Fucking that. prime ass trim. What are you doing in here?
This kid owns.
He also is not destroying the house. He tore up a piece of paper.
That he did.
Every piece of cursive merchandise that exists.
Look, you know how much gas he gets on a daily basis? That dude fucking plows for business, all right?
Oh my god. I saw them when I was putting up cameras.
Yeah, come on. You know you can't trust me.
I can't tell whether this movie is trying to set up the dad as a cautionary tale or like, look at this cool dad.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, is this what they think? Like, kids would think a dad is cool?
I think we're about to get that reveal. But you gotta do it for yourself, son. And I was a real piece of shit.
Every time
ever
I brought
since your mom died in that horrible skateboarding accident.
Every time I brought a woman over 55 home and said, "Hey, buddy, you want to get rid of that virgin thing? We can just tag team this." You always said no. That's how I knew you were a kind kid. That's how I knew you were nice.
Don't be cool.
So
like
So it
me.
Is cautionary.
And I fucked 18 people. It was just a blur of bodies and
no,
flesh.
Those are all fake pictures I paid for them to make. But if he knew this, then why is he still acting like this up until this point?
That reveal, that...
Okay, so it is a cautionary tale.
It's a cautionary tale. His wife left him. His wife was like, "Stop trying to get me to... wear a cheerleading uniform and talk in a baby voice."
And then he's like, "I want custody, fuck you."
Yeah, how did he win custody?
like, I don't know.
"You're an irresponsible asshole. Also, here's full custody of our son."
Yeah. What? Why
he
are we watching
it.
This again? Oh, he was the one that
me.
Did it.
Put the crown on my own head.
Obviously.
Wait, he's got a beer. Like on stage.
Yeah.
That's you could get away with that.
No, you cannot.
At prom?
No.
On stage?
You cannot.
Prom is never on like school grounds.
Yes, but hey, in the city of Houston, I'll tell you this right now, you can't get beer when you're at prom. They don't do that. You can sneak
some in. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Did you just see what he said?
What?
He said, "If someone had ruined my prom, I wouldn't be as much of an asshole. We'd live in a nicer house, and your mom wouldn't have abandoned you."
That is the best.
Destroy the
line.
Prom, Anakin.
It's given to hate.
Blow up the prom. The C4 is in the back of the cab.
Oh, what the fuck?
Great.
That made me so uncomfortable. That's cute.
Are they going together?
That's very cute.
That would be cute.
This is...
Oh, but he can't touch. Did she seriously not look in a mirror this whole time?
I don't... Yeah.
Maybe they just cut her reaction. Like, they have to have filmed a reaction of her seeing herself.
Like, it's really weird that they made this happen, but they will not give a reaction to it.
It's weird because, like, she should have done, like, the generic scream take, right? Like, she should have just gotten up and, like, "Ah, oh my gosh!" And,
like
just.
At a minimum, at literally anything would be better than ignoring it. Like, why have this scene at all?
Yeah, the only reason we have it now is literally just so we can see her be in a bikini and then get into that thing, which was not a great payoff.
And the same thing for the limos. Like, why cut the limos if the only reaction was, "Oh, a limo? That's fine."
Yeah.
But also we got that really hilarious scene of the cabbie getting out and going, "Hey,
you
gotta
get in the cab with me or you gonna not?"
Which, like, the cabbie would not care because it's,
the meter's running.
He's still getting paid.
Yeah. Yep. Jesus Christ!
Hey, nothing like some good safe sex advice in a teen movie. Pull out. It's okay. It's the same as wearing a condom.
This guy's just like done with this. He's so out of it.
Wait, what?
Wait, why is it now over?
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
You literally all said it's ready.
And the point was not for her to get revenge, it was for you all to get revenge. Why is everyone obsessed with vicariously living through these women?
My dad gave me his guns.
Just put on some black trench coats, start putting their baseball hats backward. All right, guys.
Guys, get it? It's like the Marvel.
What?
She said, "We are Groot."
Didn't say that though.
Yeah, the subtitle
she said,
did
"We are
not
Groot,"
get the
and it's supposed to be like we are Groot, like in that movie.
Which movie?
Guardians of the Galaxy. Maybe you heard of it.
I haven't seen it.
The tree says, "We are Groot," when they all do the hands in.
I'm sorry, Pat. I'm not very into cop dramas.
I think you'd like it. We'll never watch a Marvel movie on this podcast.
Wait, did they
hack the
prom app? Is that what happened?
Yeah, they're hacking the prom app. That's the votes. You know, this is really a cautionary tale about electronic voting.
It's about how an app encryption needs to be increased in our society. Mm-hmm.
Look, the prom voting machines are just too old. They're so easy to hack.
You know, I think that, you know, this is the right time to talk about how Russia is influencing our proms.
Yeah.
And it's a serious issue.
Oh.
No, no.
What the fuck?
Oh, no, no.
What? Is it GHB in this?
Before.
You want some GHB, dude?
What would that drug be for? Yeah, we need to make... Hey, doctor, there's only one solution. What's that, doctor? We need to make him sweat out the poison.
I'm trying to do a very, you know... Oh, God, what now? Why? But she's Jewish, and she knows he's a Jew as well. So what's the... why would they have not met by this time? At my massive boobs.
Don't show us. No, camera.
Look at her huge boobies, guys.
Why us?
What do you mean, why us?
Why did the camera follow it?
Because come on. We got to get something out of this too, Pat. Did they just put, like, powderized Ipecac into her water?
I don't know. I thought it said that it was going to make them sweat. But also, like... No, but it's just, like... One, that joke works the same if the camera doesn't pan down to her chest.
What? No, Pat. Peep.
Oh. Guys.
What?
Got him. Trump humor.
No.
Did you guys like that?
Wait. Trump? I don't understand what just happened.
The jocks got a pic of a bunch of dudes shirtless, and they're like, oh no, you must be gay.
They are so, like, acutely aware of the things on each other's phones.
Yeah, and then the gay kids got a photo of Trump, and they're like, oh no.
The only reason this could be, oh my god, look at this.
We all suck. We're bird people.
Cheater. I like big cock and I cannot lie. That's not bad. Is it just him? He's just on the fly.
He just took a thumb and put it on top of him.
This kid is amazing.
That was just a thumb. thumbs don't look like a dick.
Pat, that's not true.
There's a fingernail on it, Hugh.
You're right. I'm sorry, you're right, Patrick. It definitely doesn't look like a penis. Never mind, everybody. Penises don't have...
There's joint lines on
joints
it.
Joints or fingernails on them.
Imagine. Wait, Hugh, does your penis have a joint?
No. I have a penis, just like most other normal...
Hugh, can your penis flex?
Look at this funny joke. That's stop talking over her, Pat. It's going to be funny.
Sorry, what?
What? The fuck is that joke?
I like... The joke is, parentheses, I like seeing some teen dick.
What? What are...
That's literally what an asshole is.
What are we doing? Like, what are any of these characters doing? What are their goals? What is the point of this fucking story?
Ephraim just got to see some titties.
I'm fine with that. Ephraim, you keep living your best life.
And then he put a thumb on some athletic shorts.
What is that even? Why? Why do you care? Why does any of these people care? I want to know what his motivation for weirdly doing this.
Damn, King Jock and Stray Dog is my favorite manga.
That's very good. Are they just doing fucking the Stephen King thing?
Yeah. Wait a minute, why is she
trying
to save
him? No girl thinks
him?
That's cute.
Wait, she knows that they're going to dump paint on him.
She's holding out.
Wait, did they
right
not?
I don't
they
understand why she... They broke up like 4 years ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like was it? Yeah, that was the point. That was like a couple years ago. Yeah, but then we thought, fuck her. She knows the plan.
Yeah. I can't.
Does she think they aren't going to go through with it?
Did she get like, did the Men in Black show up after, after like she decided to quit and they're just like, can't know about any of this info.
She thinks that they're going to blink and these fucking nerds are like, we don't blink, bitch. Just dump this shit on her. I want to see that.
Yeah. Where's the king? Oh, I guess that they were like, no, we're going to fuck him up because she betrayed the group.
What are they? Is this?
Is that supposed to be tar?
And is that feathers?
I think so. Why did she save him?
I don't know.
That dress is wrecked.
She's covered in shit, but...
Why would she... If she knew this was a possibility, why would she not just stand, like, a foot over?
Also,
Why wouldn't she look up?
Yeah, they made diagrams. She was there for the diagrams.
You just committed a crime!
What?
He's so into this.
I'm very confused.
None of them are actually wet.
You literally
you helped plan it.
It was your idea. You pitched the feathers. She instigated the whole plan.
Man, this would have been way better if he had just like done this, left with the hot girl, and like just fucked her. And then was like, haha, fuck you. You did it. You
okay,
can't say,
wait,
are you
why
kidding
isn't he
me
wearing
when you
a belt
did
with
it?
Those dress pants? Who doesn't use a belt with dress pants? You're tucking in your shirt.
That's a precarious position he's standing.
You planned it. No, but she planned it.
But also, like, I like that this movie is literally just like, hey, everybody, if you've got any problems, just find someone and just point at them and say it's your fault.
Sorry,
go ahead.
No, you know what? Go off. Go off on Cole.
Why is he still wearing whiteies after, like, years of getting mocked for it?
Yeah, you'd think this would be a thing.
Why would he ever have been wearing whiteies? Guys, fucking go with the Joshua. What are those underwear called?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Boxer what are those? Briefs? What's those fancy underwear?
Boxers? Boxer briefs?
No, the fancy MeUndies? Brand.
MeUndies?
Oh, yeah, he should be getting MeUndies.
I don't know. I think everybody needs
this
to scroll up.
This is Hey
MeUndies
play sponsor.
I cannot
podcast.
Believe his father lets him wear those.
Right. Actually, that's very true. Why would the father knows that he's called Whitey, so he's like, dude, you gotta rebrand,
probably,
bro. We gotta rebrand you.
The father's probably doing the laundry, and he's probably like, I'm tired of bleaching your fucking skid marks.
No, you
guys
didn't.
Were
it's existed
told about popularity.
All, like, this existed for like decades. What the fuck are you talking about? What kind of weird revenge is this fucking
what's up with high school, man?
I can't believe this entire school is sitting there listening respectfully to him giving his impassioned speech.
Yeah, considering like they love throwing shit and yelling at people.
A good joke would have been like,
is everyone else going to pull their pants down?
He spoke.
That's three fuck words in this movie.
4, 5, 6, 7, man. Wait, was that kid getting arrested? He had like two adults on either side of him. You can't see titties, young man. We know you're orthodox. Now we're just going to have a prom.
Like, where's that, this music
like, that's
coming
all that's
from?
Happening. Just want to see this fucking... The unpopular gay guy just ski pulling the shit out of this.
Oh wow!
He
yeah,
he's getting arrested
for fraud. I imagine.
Why?
She said something about getting arrested for distributing porn earlier.
Oh yeah, because he sent all that shit everywhere. Wow.
No, it was not. Everybody listening, don't do things that make you a sexual fucking predator. All right, that wasn't bad. I actually didn't hate that. They like try and give this girl like a humanizing moment, and then like she just ruins it. That was
I'm out.
What?
Why is this, how is this at all the conclusion of her character arc?
Why is this what either of them would want? Like, it's not just that, like, she should not want this. He should not want this. No! No!
Mm-hmm.
Did he put his pants back on at least?
I hope not.
So I'm going to post that to Instagram out with this ugly pidge. Heh.
Like, I'm just going to assume that the pants are just destroyed.
That's a good call. art show.
Wait, did he skip the art show to do this?
Yeah, like, that was the thing that I never felt like was resolved. It was still happening.
Yeah, that was the thing that was unresolved, Pat. That was the part of this that made me feel like, man.
They did not explain.
This.
Why is this a scene?
He's very mad.
Yeah, no, Josh.
Yeah, because he threw away his future.
That was a well-earned.
Oh my god. So literally two of them have ruined their entire futures over this prank.
Great move. What? What? Her hair doesn't look that good.
Principal's office.
What?
Midriff.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you can see your shoulders.
Hey, I know you guys ruined my prom.
Also, here's your ex that I'm making
out with.
Whoa, look
at that outfit, though.
Yeah, jumpsuits are back.
Wow.
Here we call it a speed suit.
Great reference, Patrick. Great reference. Thank you for that.
Oh my god.
You can't see. He's not wearing any pants. He's not wearing any pants or underwear right now. But she's so used to it, she's unfazed. She just thinks that's how he always is. What do you care? I know you're here for me.
How are these people coincidentally sitting next to each other? It's alphabetical order.
Why?
Is she not graduating?
No, she's here.
Oh,
please wait to the end to clap.
Wait, Brian?
What?
That was not his name before this.
Yeah, it was Echaim or something.
It was Ephraim.
Oh, okay.
Ephraim.
Maybe she just...
Wow, those are horrible shoes.
Oof. They could not get the fucking dad off the couch. He was like, what do I have to do? They're like, you can sit in the bleachers. He's like, I'm not sitting on metal. Fuck you.
I'm not coming to a second day of shooting.
Yeah. Fuck you. So much respect.
I feel compelled to go back to see if they're wearing the same clothes in both those scenes.
That is... I don't want to watch this again, so I'm not going to, but I hope that he is. Why were they not the love interest that ended up together? Like, how is it not him saying, oh, all of these pretty women are terrible? It turns out the scene girl was what I like.
But the movie's ending, and there was actually no real romance plot.
No, Pat, I never noticed that.
I know you guys ruined my prom, but...
These people off to the left are not in the picture. Oh, just
wait,
did not high five her.
Why is he... Okay, wait. Did I miss something? Why is... I mean, yes, I did. I definitely missed something. Why is he mad at her still?
Because she believes in sexual freedom of women, I guess. I don't know.
Damn.
Wait, why is Maddie the whole reason... Oh, okay, they're going to explain it.
Yeah, how was she able to get his portfolio?
He ripped it up.
Go after her.
Wait, did she end up with anybody at the prom? No, she was upset. That's right, because her boyfriend went off with Stuff It.
I guessed. Is it? Because Stuff just saved him.
Yeah, but she also gets the cool boy.
No, no, they danced together, but did they get back together?
I assume that's what it meant. I mean, they probably went home and did some peach eggplant shit. Oh yeah.
Oh, that's a line that she was forced to read.
Can you imagine how many times she had to read that before they were just like, "We'll just use that one, god damn it."
Hugh, but you're the one who's moving. Shouldn't I have gotten you a gift?
No, she didn't even like raise it up at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
I just want the last page to just say "fuck you."
Oh hell yeah! Riding the bikes in the clouds. I love you, you know.
All of this.
Damn, it's just like an anime.
I
wanted to be like, damn, this is just like that scene in Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Yeah, like why did we have more than one conversation about Full Metal Alchemist? Why was that even in here?
So we would know that they're hip.
Are they? There are so many better animes to talk about to seem relevant.
Boy, I couldn't, like, the negative amount of chemistry, I think, just made a hole in my screen.
I just want him to turn around and go, you know, I think I am gay. I'm sorry. This has all been a lie.
I think that scene might have actually ruined the movie for me.
It was, like, very sloppy, fast.
I mean, they kissed before. They kissed before, so it's not like a surprise that they're going to kiss again.
No, but that kiss.
Yeah, that kiss was awesome. But yes, no. That one was bad. I'm just saying.
Like, the first kiss was at least more like a movie.
I can't wait for the sequel. F orientation.
Dude, I would be like, Cole, start wearing a fucking belt, you moron.
He gets to college, and this time they pull down his pants and his underwear. So they just
Yeah, it's a college comedy now. We got some wing wongs out.
Yeah, and they say, hey, Whitey, because he's got a pale dick. And they're like, ha ha! Look at his pale little dick.
As long as we just made it to the end, boys.
I just want this to get like so much raunchier, but like in the worst way.
Do you think there's a post credit scene?
Definitely.
Oh my
like
God.
Like in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I am Groot. No, there's not one, it seems. I feel like there should be one involving the dad.
Oh. Just like him meeting the principal and like both of them realizing they're the same fucking person.
I was going to say, like, wait, what if the principal's his mom?
And they're just, yeah. Oh, man.
The principal wouldn't have abandoned him, though.
Yeah. She would have just tried to start having sex with him the minute he turned 13.
I see your point. I thought you were saying she would have never been the son, and I'd be like, but she would because he's unpopular.
Well, no, the dad said his mom abandoned the son because the dad was a dick.
Yeah, I know.
But I like that, like...
What if it was actually because...
Nothing triggered that realization. Nothing, like, gave him an insight to know that. He just says it like he already knew it. And then it's like, well, if you already knew it, then why do you keep acting this way? Like, you should know this. Oh no. All right, everybody, sorry you can't join us on this viewing experience, but we're
everyone,
about to watch the prom
we're
interview.
Just gonna, the movie's over, you can shut off the podcast.
Holy shit,
I'm just trying to find, because it's like I know there's commentary that exists,
guys.
Yeah, we
I
just
don't
made
want...
some
I don't this. Want to like absorb any more F the Prom material, if that's okay.
No, Pat, no. Pat, no. Okay. I don't want to see the
hey,
last
thanks
day
for sticking
on set.
Through F the Prom with us, guys.
Yeah, sorry.
It was
we
a
made
ride brought to you
this.
By the Fine Brothers Entertainment. Okay, so the movie is unrated. Because it went straight to YouTube.
Because the people that had to watch it for ratings walked out every time they tried to.
So there was literally zero reason for them to say Pidge.
I'm looking up Pidge.
Yeah, right considering now. They said the word fuck like seven times in a row later.
I actually, like, here's the thing that's really frustrating to me. Teens swear, guys. Teens swear a lot.
I remember this. Oh, shit. Here's what Pidge is. Okay.
Yeah, teens swear a lot. I would have been way more into this movie if the teens were just saying fucking shit all the time.
Yeah, obviously, Pat. Obviously. that would be something that would make this movie at least kind of okay. But Pat,
I don't think it would make the movie kind of okay, Hugh. I'm sorry.
I don't know. But
well,
you know
I think
I mean,
it would make
like,
it better.
It just, yeah, it would have made it better because literally there's nothing good about this movie right now. But here, guys, here's what Pidge is. Pidge is a legendary defender from Voltron, obviously. Katie Pidge
oh,
Holt
yeah.
is a former communications cadet at the Galaxy Garrison, currently pilot of the Green Lion Voltron. Everyone there is just really into Voltron. They've all agreed that Pidge, the Green Voltron, is not cool compared to the other Voltron members. So they're like, okay, lowest rung, Pidge. There we go. All right. We got to let our listeners escape this terrible black hole.
Everyone.
Please release me from this prison.
Yeah. I got it. I got one, Hugh, by the way.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Our John stand-in. It's not statutory if you don't get caught and keep on smoking that wacky
gremlin
weed.